Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Scott Pruitt resigns, NCBA reacts. Back on that in just a moment.
The 1930s were difficult times for America. The country was in the midst of the Great Depression. Jobs were scarce, but hopes remained high. And it was during that time Mueller started making metal products. Now over 85 years later, the Mueller name is known across the South as the finest in quality steel and workmanship. Mueller understands what it means to weather the storm, and our products do too. A Mueller metal roof is made to last and protect you and your most valued possessions from the harsh weather we're accustomed to in this area. A Mueller metal roof can endure the intense sun, the heavy rain, hail, and the occasional snowstorm that blows through these parts. And it will continue to do so for years to come, much longer than a conventional roof. So if you want peace of mind for the future, choose a metal roof for your home that's made by Mueller. Visit MuellerInc.com to learn more and find a location near you. You'll see why a Mueller metal roof is the best thing to put over your head.
Talking today with Colin Woodall from the Washington, D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Word comes from President Trump in a tweet that the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt has submitted a resignation to him. Your thoughts about this particular announcement?
We're extremely disappointed in the announcement that Administrator Pruitt has made the decision to resign. You know, he has been a great friend of all of us in agriculture, but especially those of us in the cattle industry since he took over as administrator of the EPA. You know, for years in previous administrations, not just the Obama administration, but administrations before that, we've just always had an adversarial relationship with the EPA. And Administrator Pruitt came in and he changed all that. He wanted to actually work with us, to sit down and talk to us about the overregulation of agriculture, and we welcomed that. So we sure hate to see him go.
Seems that the social media is exploding right now. You've got all the folks that have opposed him just delighted in calling him, of course, scandal-ridden and all of this. But I know the legacy that you would prefer to focus on really kind of centers around WOTUS.
Yeah, we're going to be very loud in our support of the administrator. He has, again, come to the table and worked with us and has been willing to take a look at major regulations such as Waters of the United States and took the action to roll it back. And even though we have not completely finished that process, the fact that that was a priority and one of the first things that he did sent a very clear signal to American agriculture that he was serious about being a friend and to actually look at these regulations and to make sure the regulations were based on sound science and common sense rather than just the political agendas of those who are out there very happy that he's leaving.
I guess the question right now is exactly, will EPA stay the course on getting to a WOTUS 2.0?
I think EPA will stay the course because we have to keep in mind that this was also a priority of the president himself. And as we look at the president's choices, regardless of who he puts in as the next administrator, we think it probably will be somebody that is a similar mindset. Just because that is where the president is as far as shrinking government, rolling back, overburdening some regulations. So while we don't know who that person may be, I do believe that they will be able to continue the legacy of Administrator Pruitt in making sure that they get a WOTUS 2.0 put in place that is very clear in the jurisdiction of where EPA can and cannot regulate, and at the same time protects private property rights.
Cattle industry lobbyist Colin Woodall focusing on the regulatory rollback legacy of Scott Pruitt. Sad to see him go. Others, especially supporters of ethanol within agriculture, are delighted. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's the 30th annual Week in the Rockies sale of Superior Livestock coming up the 9th through the 13th of July. It'll be coming live from Breckenridge, Colorado from Beaver Run Resort. 217,000 head will be offered on Dish Network, on DirecTV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts 8:30 a.m. Central Time each morning. The auction itself at 9 a.m. Central Time. For more information, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.